Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Are you so over Instagram and Snapchat? The cool way to connect is now email. We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. And the telephone. Landlines are the coolest. 877-931-4TNT. 877-931-4868. Hate it when they put letters in it. The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Now, we just did half the show off the air. And of course, I won't make on the air because I was just Brown Steelers talk. Chad Zubak with us and also John Henton. And John is from Cleveland, too, which I didn't know that. And John's a headliner to Funny Bone this week. And Chad, you didn't know that either, right?
No, I've always known John's name in comedy.
Well, we always knew John was, you know.
I didn't know he was from Cleveland, though.
I didn't know either. Came in with his Indian shirt on and everything.
That's right. 14 in a row.
All right. Well, yeah. you can beat the Cubs. I don't care. I hate the Cubs.
Yeah. Well,
hope you get there again.
Didn't last year, yeah, but we'll do something this year.
All right. John's at the Funny Bone, headliner, funnybone.omaha.com. Colleen's with us.
I'm here and, with all you boys.
Chad is your pissed off Browns fan.
This Thursday, what are we betting? Let's bet. Let's throw down some cash.
The game is Sunday, you mean?
Sunday, yeah.
Okay. You want to bet money?
John's got the sitcom money, so let's go with John's money.
Let's go with your money. You're a bigger fan than I am, man. I'm just here. You know, I got my Indians gear on, dude. That's it. Browns,
He's Indians and Cavs. You know, I don't see him wearing any Browns gear.
No, not at all.
Does anybody like the Browns anymore?
No, I'm done with them.
All right.
I'm done. Last year, that was enough, man. Yeah. It didn't hurt. That was the first year. I knew I was done with them because last year they didn't win but one game, and none of the games hurt me. And I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Oh, that was good. Okay.
Yeah, you get it out of your system,
and
get
Indians
another team.
Are running away with their division.
Yeah, that's great.
Taking care of that 14 in a row, that takes care of everything.
All right, good for you. And you got the Cavs, too, obviously.
But, yeah, well,
oh, you
what's
lost
left
that
of
one, too. Oh, Chad, you were losing your mind when they were losing the in the finals this year on Twitter.
It was brutal.
Yeah. But I love a guy that wears it on his sleeve because we do that here too, you know. I like when you're pissed off.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The Cavs were hung over. You know, it was our first champion since 64, wasn't it?
Yeah, right.
So they were still partying all the way into the Indian season.
Yeah.
I have friends in the Cavs organization. Yeah. They were still getting hammered. Like at the Indians games.
Sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right.
We were hungover, man.
All right. Well, welcome back, both. Well, welcome, John. John's been here before?
Yeah, a long time ago.
But not in the
last
studio.
Last time I was here, you guys were out of town.
On vacation? Damn. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're back now.
Yeah, he might have been an old studio.
Oh, God. It's been a while. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Todd and Tyler love their vacations.
Well, who doesn't? They're hardworking men. They deserve them.
Yeah, who doesn't love their vacation?
I hate mine.
We were bitching earlier this week, Chad, because Labor Day, everybody had off, you know. So we had a 4-day work week, and I was excited. And Todd goes, yeah, but next week's 5 days. He was all pissed off. You're comedians. You work 4 days. 3 days, right?
3-4 days.
Yeah, then you travel.
Exhausting, man.
Yeah. I know you travel. I get it's exhausting.
Exhausting, yeah. But that's what I keep telling everybody. Because nobody believes it. Man. When I come home and I'm tired, I'm just like, what are you doing? I'm going to lay down for a minute. It's like, oh, man, come on. You don't work. I'm like, no.
Evidently,
you don't understand.
Of course you work.
Yeah. Chad works 52 weekends a year, apparently.
Oh, Chad's out a lot.
I work 20 to 25 minutes a night.
Yeah.
But
the
work.
Preparation, man. You got to prepare for this.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Go with that.
He's laughing at that, too. He's laughing at that, too.
But you take a little break every once in a while.
Yeah, I put my feet up. That's right.
You should. Everyone should.
Yeah, after the 25 minutes, put his feet
right,
up.
And you shouldn't give anyone else crap about taking vacation.
Yeah, he does.
I don't want to hear it.
We're working the whole way till Thanksgiving, so relax.
I don't want to hear it.
All right. Craig, join the program.
Okay. It's Chrissy Hynde's birthday today.
Love Chrissy Hynde.
She's from Akron.
Yeah, she was in Akron.
Chrissy.
Yeah.
Where did I see her? Oh, it's an old episode of Friends.
She's great. She's excellent.
Love Chrissy.
Right. How old is Chrissy now? She's going to be 65?
66.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Man, so good.
Yeah, yeah. They fired Phoebe and brought in some new entertainment. And
I remember that.
It was Chrissy Hines.
I remember that episode, yeah. I saw the original Pretenders before they all died.
No, really?
1980.
Yeah, me too.
Wow.
They were great.
Right around that time.
That was a band.
They were
an
excellent band.
With Pete and Honeyman.
Man, yeah. Listen to you.
That was.
Now, I hate to be stereotypical here, but a black dude into the Pretenders.
Hey, Chrissy
that
was
rocks.
From, Chrissy was from Akron.
Yes, she
so
was.
Anybody from Ohio, I was with, man.
Cool, man.
You know, and she was over with
you
the
mentioned
class.
Pete and Honeyman. I mean, yeah. That's pretty
Honeyman.
Awesome. Honeyman, yeah, yeah, man.
That was the lineup there.
That was
there,
a great
man.
Lineup, yeah.
You ever have her on your TV show, John?
No, never. Never had Chrissy on the.
What TV show did you host?
I never hosted anything.
Okay,
just on. I was on
Living Single. I knew you were Living Single.
Living Single,
yeah.
And
okay.
I did a couple of things. I never got. A
I know you were Living Single,
but
right.
I would have had Chrissy because I was in love with her.
Yeah,
man.
I like her too, man.
Yes,
she's indeed. Still a good-looking woman.
Yeah,
she's rough. You know, she just rip you up.
She's tough.
I know those women that age. How about it, Carl?
You know it.
How about it?
Those ornery.
Those crazy rock and roll chicks. Like Colleen and Chrissy Hine.
Yeah. Colleen, she's rock and roll.
Oh, totally.
Miss Rolling Stone.
Totally, man. Yeah.
Aging groupies never give up. Never.
Today is National Beer Lovers Day. So if you love beer, today's your day.
I wasn't going to drink today, but now I might have to.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you may have to have some vodka.
To celebrate National Beer Day,
yes.
I'll have a vodka. No, I had a vodka last night.
Earlier, we had an email from a guy who felt he drank too much.
Listen to this story, guys. Yeah. John, have you ever had a substance abuse problem?
Yeah.
Okay. You're a comedian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. What was your drug of choice?
Oh, gosh. All of them.
Okay, good.
I did.
So did we. Don't feel like you're
a little bit of everything.
Got
just,
it.
Like the Eagles song, "Life in the Fast Lane."
Did you ever have to quit anything? Did you still drink?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So do we.
Still
got
drink.
It. We just gave up the other stuff.
Yeah. Weed? Everything else.
Smoke
here.
Weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't quit that.
In small doses, you know, because the weed is so strong now.
Man, yeah, it is.
That you can't mess around.
Listen to this email. You got the email?
I'm trying to find it.
Okay.
Here.
This is brutal.
I'm currently going through a substance abuse problem right now. I'm really hungover.
He's going through it now.
Know, yeah. As we speak. Yeah,
this is going down right now.
What time did you get to town last night?
I flew in about 10:55.
But you didn't. There wasn't a show last night.
No, but the good people over at the Voodoo Lounge took care of me.
Oh, you're the Voodoo Lounge? Okay. Oh. Oh, I see. Oh, you're at a condo.
Yeah.
You walked across the parking
lot. You know
lot.
Where I'm at. Yeah.
I know exactly where you're at. All right, so you're currently hungover.
Yes.
Dan Zumach is currently going through a substance abuse problem right now.
Okay, this guy. Who has to remain
when did you get in town, John?
Yesterday.
Yeah, but you're at a nice hotel. Yeah. You were walking across the street to a bar.
No, no Voodoo Lounge for me.
I've emailed you guys before about being an excessively heavy drinker. I go through about a half a gallon of vodka every 3 days. We don't think that's that bad.
Okay. Okay.
Todd doesn't think
rookie.
That's that bad.
You know, five or six, that's okay.
Half a gallon
in three days. Yeah.
How many shots is that? Because when I make my martinis at home, I'm trying to remember how many shots I put in these things. So, what would be a half gallon?
Half a gallon is 64 ounces, isn't it?
And the shot's, what, an ounce and a half?
Ounce and a half.
Well, that guy drinks a lot,
man. He does.
Don't tell me it's not. He's got a major problem.
That's slow. Oh, that's 20 shots a day.
There's some
day. 20 shots a day.
That's 20 shots a day. Thank you, John. Thanks for the math.
Breaking it down. That whole 64-ounce thing, you just let me go. I did my math right quick, and I'm on it. All right, I'm out now. I'm out, but I just throw it. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just you didn't nail that because, my martinis when I make them at home are just 2 shots of vodka. And I had 1 martini last night, so that's not half a gallon every 3 days. This guy was a drunk.
Yeah, well, you're doing some day drinking then.
Yeah.
If you're putting down 20
shots.
Well,
like John said, 20 shots a day.
I managed to purchase a little blow from a friend. I've done a little before, but never really found to do much for me. But I thought I'd try it a lot over the weekend. And I found myself actually not wanting to drink. I've since used up the cocaine and have maintained not drinking. I may have found an effective method to stop drinking a cocaine bender.
We said no.
Okay.
We don't know if that's necessarily a good substitute.
No.
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 He's doomed.
Yeah. Doomed.
I got on coke to get off of alcohol.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how you do that, first of all. Because you're going to want alcohol if you didn't blow
sure.
at all.
To me, that seems like a bit of a graduation.
Yeah.
Rather than a secession program.
So instead of doing a shot of vodka today, he's going to do another bump. Yeah, he's going to end up drinking again.
Right. Yeah, because they pretty much go hand in hand.
Yeah, they do go hand in hand. That's why I was surprised he said he quit drinking while he was doing blow. I said, that doesn't happen.
Right, because he didn't start out doing a half a gallon of vodka, in 3 days. He worked up to that. And if he's doing just a little bit of blow, that just turns into more blow.
Is your head throbbing this morning here, Chad, and everything?
Yeah. Yeah.
What were you drinking?
Yeah. This is how bad it's been.
What were you drinking?
The last time I was in Omaha, I was with Kreischer, right?
Bert, oh, you were with Bert? Oh, jeez.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's right. You're with Bert. That's right.
And this is, Bert's going sober in October. That's his whole thing.
He's going to go totally sober.
100%
no
sober.
No Tito's.
No Tito's, nothing.
For what? For life or for just for
just
a while?
For the month of October.
Oh, he's, he's still going to do
sober
shows?
Sober in October. Okay.
That's right. So I was supposed to feature for him in Chicago in the middle of October.
Right.
He canceled my feature week because he doesn't want any bad influences.
Oh, and he canceled you.
Yeah. So so that's where we're at.
So hold it. So he doesn't think the club is going to draw him into alcohol. There'll be booze all over the club.
Right. Me.
He's afraid of you.
Yeah.
That is, you are bad
his
influence.
Feature act.
When Bert Kreischer calls you a bad influence, you got to step back and re-examine things.
So I'm just hanging. So I'm just following John around now.
Be careful this weekend,
I'm good.
John.
I'm good, man. I got my whole pattern, everything laid out. I'm good.
So who's he going to work with in October?
Yeah, who are you?
He doesn't know anybody sober.
Maybe he's getting a sponsor. Who knows?
No.
So he takes money out of your pocket for his experiment.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, okay. It's an experiment, and he's ruining my financial bracket.
Did he call you directly and say, dude, man?
No, he
sorry.
Went through his agent.
And he said, dude, he didn't want a bad influence, so he canceled you.
Alex, you know Alex.
Alex Maria.
Yeah, he sent me an email. He's like, Bert, he's going to promise you another feature week in the future, but he's going in October, he has somebody else booked. I'm like, I know what's going on.
Right.
You're a bad influence on Bert Kreischer.
Try to take Ryan Hamilton on the road? I mean, who's he going?
Who's sober?
Is Ryan Hamilton sober?
He's a Mormon.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right. Well, John Henn's a headliner this weekend, and Chad can drink to your heart's content. John doesn't care, right?
Go ahead, man. Yeah. You do whatever you need to do. I'm good.
He, in fact, started last night.
At Voodoo Lounge.
There you go.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com. What were you drinking? What was your booze of choice last
night? Oh, I was doing Tito's and Jaeger.
Got it.
Like a man.
Tito's and
like a man.
Shots, all shots.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
you weren't mixing the Tito's with anything?
No,
really.
Tito's and soda. I'm watching my figure.
Let me tell you, Chad looks like a baby man when he's passed out on the couch in the green room.
You saw me, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's right.
Bert was videotaping you. We
you
have pictures.
You passed out in the green room?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
After a Bert Noon show.
The Noon show, got it.
And he had his agent call you?
Yes.
Well, email.
Couldn't even make the call himself.
Well, he wants to look like a good guy.
Oh, okay.
I know what's going on.
I get that.
Get a hold of Kreischer. He's probably sleeping somewhere right now. I don't wake him up.
It's not October yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's true.
He'll be asleep for a while.
That's true.
Yeah, he's drinking heavily.
He's on his way to Australia. So.
Oh, he is, because I want to give him crap for dumping Chad from that. Next time we talk to Kreischer, we're gonna give him crap.
Yeah.
Said you're on. Think about that. He thinks he's gonna stay sober all of October, and one guy would throw him off.
Yeah.
But he's gonna hang out with drunks the whole time in October. As long as he's performing, he's going to be around drunk.
But maybe they're not friends of his.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't have to hang out with those people.
No. Oh, yeah. Bert's got a show 2 nights from now in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. I was supposed to go on that trip. You remember, Colleen?
Yes. And I know why you're not on that trip.
Why?
Tito's and Jaeger?
Yes.
There you go. Right.
They were afraid it would be a bad influence. Seriously. With you and O'Brien.
Like a man. Go ahead.
Billionaire businessman Sir Richard Branson riding out the hurricane on his private Caribbean island.
In the wine cellar.
In the wine cellar.
And this is the island, this is that house we saw that we recently caught on fire a while back, and he rebuilt it, right?
As I understand it,
That's the one I remember seeing that he's got this crapper sits outside that overlooks the whole island.
A beachside.
That he owns.
A beachside toilet.
Right.
Which apparently is in danger right now. Unless he's reinforced that toilet. Because that is just exposed to the ocean. Apparently, a lot of the buildings on the island were destroyed, but everyone is okay.
And he stayed in the wine cellar, right?
Yes, they did. Spent the night there, I believe.
So there's other people on the island, too? I thought he had a
good cell. Mostly young people.
Okay.
I mean, they're all with him.
Yeah, they're with him. It's his own private island.
It's not other people. Yeah.
They're the worker bees.
Yeah. They are.
There are not other residents of the island.
No. This is Necker Island, and apparently he's put a bunch of exotic animals on there.
Are they okay?
No.
No. They weren't allowed in the wine cellar?
No, they're not all accounted for. Some of the lemurs were herded into guest rooms. Parrots and tortoises were caged and stored in some of the structures.
And none of these native to this island?
Apparently
not. Put a lemur in a guest room?
Where do you think a lemur should go?
Good point. In the condo with Chad.
So a number of those structures on the island were either heavily damaged or destroyed. People are trying to find all the animals. There was hundreds of flamingos.
That's good for him to do that, though, because he easily could not have been there and just let the workers hang out. He figures, well, it's my island. I'll stay there with you. He could have been anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Way ahead of the hurricane.
Yeah, but some animal lovers may say that's irresponsible.
No, he had workers there. All the workers were going to stay, obviously.
I
wonder if he let them in the wine cellar.
It shows him sitting in the wine cellar playing Yahtzee with a little hot blonde, right?
To bring animals who are not native to that island.
Oh, they might be mad. They might be mad at that.
I believe they would frown on that practice.
All right.
Yeah, they probably would.
You know, if you Google John Henton, first thing that comes up is Kim Fields. Play Tootie on Facts of Life?
Yeah. Living single.
Yeah.
We were talking about the lemurs. Yeah. Now you're talking about Tootie. What happened?
I just Googled your name.
Like a man. What happened?
That's a good point, though. I always liked her. Is she cool?
Yeah.
Okay, she's cool. Cool. Got it. You no problem with her?
No, I have no problem. I love the cast. We all got along well.
Yeah.
I got along well with her. Absolutely.
I like Tootie.
What do they say? Just her name pops up?
If you Google your name, she's the first thing that pops up is Kim Fields.
Okay.
And I grew up watching Facts of Life.
Did you date her?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know this was a thing. My bad.
Okay. Yeah. I was just wondering. We were talking about the lemurs, and then you bringing up the past and stuff. I'm like, okay,
I didn't know. I didn't mean to go down that.
Yeah. No. Now we've gone down that dark path. Okay.
Did I make it awkward?
No. Not at all.
Jumak is off.
Because I don't think she's listening right now.
No. You don't think so? No. I mean,
Chad's looking to get bumped from another feature gig.
Really?
Chad Jumak is not with John Henton this week.
I did not know. I'm sorry.
That's the first thing that came up. Okay.
Well, I just. If it pops up, because there was a bunch of people in that cast, you're right. Obviously, the reason it popped up because he was dating her.
Yeah, I didn't know.
So they connected.
Exclusive. Yeah. Do you have a button that says exclusive?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know he dated her either.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, I'm sure at the time.
This isn't like a radio bit. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm an idiot. I'm hungover. I'm so sorry if this is like
an
awkward
ex-girlfriend.
Tito's and Jaeger.
That endears you with your headliner. Past loves.
No, we're good. No. All right, good. I'll take that one.
We might kick him off this show for lack of focus.
I kind of liked it.
All right, he just kind of blurts it out.
He's just everywhere, man.
He just figured, I better Google who I'm working with. Yeah.
And this show accusing you of lack of focus is like Bert telling you you're a bad influence.
Yeah, there you go.
What years was Living Single? How many years was that on?
We did 5 years.
5 years, okay.
93 to 98.
Got it. Yeah. I knew it was the 90s. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I dated Blair from Facts of Life. That's why.
Good. So if I Google you, that'll come up?
If you Google Zumok, it would come up. AA, next meeting should go.
Like a man.
Like a man. Jaeger and
next
Tito.
Next meeting should go. Don't get sober, Chad. I would hate that.
I know. My comedy career would suffer.
Yes, it would.
Are you still friends with DL?
Yeah.
Yeah, we love DL.
Yeah, he's cool.
It's been too long since we talked to him.
Yeah.
You still got a radio show?
Yeah, he's doing afternoons.
Yeah, he's doing
the syndicated afternoons thing, he does. Yeah. He's still stirring up on Twitter. We retweet a lot of
Colin,
stuff.
You have DL here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. DL. Yeah, DL. He hangs out with us.
Not often enough.
No, he doesn't, but he's,
Yeah, he's Mr. Political now. All of that.
Yeah, he is.
Now.
Yeah.
I write a few things for him, man.
You do? Cool. Show.
Yeah, so real cool, man. Yeah. Actually, I opened up for him a couple times last year, too.
Oh, cool.
You know, because he's always on the road somewhere, so.
Boy, this is a horrible story. And by that, I mean completely unnecessary. Farrah Abraham.
Oh, my God. She tweeted something out yesterday, but it wasn't about her butt. What was this about?
Well, this may not be done by her back in 2013.
Explain to the guys who fair Abraham. She was one of those teen mom
teen
chicks.
Teen mom.
And then she did a bunch of porn after that.
Yeah, she did.
She's
some
a local
porn
girl.
After that.
She's a pride of Council Bluffs, Iowa, across the river.
She was like one of the original teen moms.
Yeah, she was. And then went on to do porn.
Yeah.
With Jesse James. Not Jesse James.
No,
James Dean.
James Dean. Yeah.
James Dean.
You know, if you Google her, John Henton comes up?
Yeah.
Hey, props, man. She
Six
likes
degrees
it.
Of separation from not the John Hinton game. Right.
So back in 2013, she did a photo shoot for a magazine called Girls and Corpses.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the magazine?
Yeah. Yeah.
So whoever pays the bills? You can't take pictures of dead people and put them in a magazine. Can you?
This is referred to as a horror and comedy magazine.
Oh, okay. So it's fake corpses.
Yeah. I don't know that.
Probably is.
The description I'm getting here is it's like Maxim magazine meets Dawn of the Dead.
All right.
So it's hot zombie chicks.
Got it.
I guess.
Okay.
Yes. And so now the clothes that she wore for that photo shoot back in 2013 are now up for sale.
She's not that famous.
No, she's not.
She's not that famous.
No. And
she reached, by the way, she recently, we talked about her last week, I believe, guys, because she showed a vagina rejuvenation surgery on Facebook or Twitter.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, she put up some pictures on Twitter.
Yeah, they cinched that up and you could watch it. How was that puss? I didn't check it out.
You didn't actually see anything. It was just a photo of her on the table with a gown draped over her bottom half. But they tightened it up.
Pulled the drawstring.
And she got her butt cinched up too, right? It wasn't just vaginal rejuvenation.
Yeah. Yep. Correct.
It was sphincter rejuvenation.
She get a lot of work done. How long did she do porn?
She only did a couple shoots.
Not a lot.
No, she's just trying to stay relevant, I guess.
Wow. Do some exercise.
Yeah, I think it was more the intensity of the work than the length of the work.
Yeah. Well, it could have had something to do with length.
Yes, it did.
So now you can buy the bikini and heels, and you have until Sunday to bid on this. Your many, many thousands.
We
got to
get her. I know we have fun in her name because she's from Council Bluffs and she's famous for this crap. But we got to get her in the studio.
She follows us on Twitter.
I know, and every time, she grew up here, so she probably knows who the hell we are.
Oh, you would think.
I mean, it's right across the river, and we have people checking in every time we talk about her. Old boyfriends call up. Yeah, had that. You know, they don't let them put them on the air because they're just bragging, you know. But still, no. We got to get her in the studio. Wouldn't she be fun in the studio?
I think so. I'm up for it.
So am I.
Yeah. It's kind of up to her.
Let me know so I'm not here that day.
You might be too judgment. I can see you. Henton's coming back for that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Call me.
Come on, dude. Zoom back.
Zoom back will be on the couch.
Sure.
Maybe she'll come to the show this weekend.
Greatest tool show on earth.
You know what I'm talking about. Oh.
It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.